The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 12 minutes after 8, Michael O'Neill joins me from Landmark Legal Foundation, landmarklegal.org. And boy, there are a lot of lawsuits and a lot of election integrity cases. And we kind of wanted to catch up with you on that, Michael. Welcome back to the show. Morning.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah. What are we seeing right now? Because I've already been told that even post-election that there are a phalanx of lawyers on both sides that are ready to litigate everything to the nth degree. And so no matter what happens, we're going to be talking to a lot of lawyers, I have a feeling. But what are we looking at right now to make sure that we have a more fair count than perhaps years past?
Right. Well, I certainly hope that's not the case. I hope we don't hear from lawyers post-election. I hope that the election goes off generally. Obviously, we have a diverse and large, enormous country with lots of millions of votes that are going to be cast, that are actually already being cast and are poised to be cast in the coming weeks, and then, of course, up on Election Day. And I hope that that things go smoothly and we are not engaged in this protracted legal wrangling for weeks and weeks after the election. We know on November 6th, the morning of November 6th, who our next president's going to be, and that things function as they largely functioned for decades, it seemed to, without any kind of controversy. But of course now, and I would subscribe to you, Bill, that the reason why a lot of this has arisen now is because that a lot of the traditional protections, and I think we've talked about this before on your show, a lot of the traditional protections have been removed. I mean, when you have, I know Oregon has had mail voting for a long time, so you guys have kind of maybe developed some sort of process.
Well, not really, because we've had more than 1,000 that they admit to, foreign nationals that have been on.
Right.
And this is something that the DMV fell on their sword over, this one. And they're all talking about it being a clerical error. The issue that we have in Oregon, though, is that you still, when you register to vote, you don't have to prove that you're a citizen. It's just it's taken on faith. Right. And that hasn't changed one way or the other. So it's all faith-based.
Right, yeah. That's the problem. And you see, you even see, again, Oregon, I'm not telling you anything you'd already know, a deep, deep blue state admits that there's I think it's 1,259, over 1,200 vote people who didn't provide proof of U.S. citizenship, and they're on the voter roll. And that's a problem. That's a problem I've long subscribed to, that's been a problem for many years. And I think it really stems from the simple fact that there is no affirmative obligation to identify and remove non-citizens from voter rolls. Now, the National Voter Registration Act is the law. Now, if you think about it, there's a lawsuit going on. The DOJ has sued Virginia and Alabama. Virginia, my home state here where I'm from, removed 6,300 people who self-identified as non-citizens from the voter rolls. Well, these are individuals self-identified who said, well, I'm not a citizen, and they checked the voter rolls and their names are on the voter rolls. Well, they were removed.
And well, that would seem to be the way that law is supposed to work, right? I mean, they said, we don't belong here. And so, but the federal government sued Virginia, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a couple of things. Now, the National Voter Registration Act is not as currently configured. Now, this is a law that was written in the 1990s when non-citizens on voter rolls wasn't ever contemplated by Congress. I would subscribe to you, and I think it's important that this law be amended to actually place an affirmative obligation on state registrars, on state election officials to identify and remove. Currently, the only obligation under the NVRA is to remove people who've moved out of your jurisdiction. Mm. You know, if you moved from Oregon to Washington, you have to remove them. And people who've died, and they talk to the Social Security Administration. So the Social Security Administration is supposed to send death notices to the states to the state election officials, so those individuals can be removed. And there's also a private cause of action. That means like groups like Landmark Legal Foundation, for example, can sue if it doesn't look like the state officials are doing their job. Well, as currently configured, there's no affirmative obligation to remove non-citizens. So I think that that's an opportunity for some legislative change that can actually help to alleviate this problem. But similarly, along these lines, is the NVRA does not apply to non-citizens. So this is the Department of Justice, and let's get into a little bit of the legality here that we're talking about. The Department of Justice is alleging that the Virginia removed these individuals within the 90-day quiet period under the NVRA. The NVRA says, this law that we're saying, says that you can't remove voters within 90 days of an election. Eligible voters, well, of course, non-citizens were never eligible in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm wondering how the Department of Justice sues a state over this, given that you're not supposed to have these people on your rolls anyway.
Right.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, Yeah, they're arguing that it's a removal. They're trying to argue broadly that this applies to anybody, any names that are removed within the quiet period. There's a broad prohibition under the case law and under the law. But again, I think that when you start to look at the actual details of the argument, what Virginia actually did, and Alabama for that matter, Alabama is even less, you know, if you're going to say it's onerous, is even less onerous. But if you actually look into what Virginia did, and you're saying these are people who have identified, they were never eligible to be on the voter roll in the first place. They self-identified as non-citizens. So they were never, it was never applicable to it. So interestingly enough, there's actually a hearing tomorrow on the preliminary injunction. The Department of Justice, when you have these sorts of things, lawyers do this, is you move to stop the Virginia from removing these people and actually have them put back on the rolls. And there's it's called an injunction. And there's a preliminary injunction hearing actually tomorrow in the Eastern District of Virginia. So we're going to see where the courts fall on this. Now, again, I think I've talked to you about this before. There is when you're litigating these cases, there's this general hurdle you have to overcome, because judges are very loath to remove people from voter lists. They don't want, especially this close to an election, they don't want to be accused of disenfranchising anyone. However, again, in this case, we're talking about people who are never eligible, who identified as non-citizens.
Who identified as being non-eligible. You know,
right, exactly.
Okay. Wow.
But of course, then the Justice Department is devoting enormous resources to sort of stop this. And you have to ask yourself the question, well, why? And then, of course, there's the bigger problem. We know tens of millions of non-citizens have come into the world, have come into the country in the past 4 years. Invariably, even Oregon is admitting it. A deep blue state is admitting non-citizens on the rolls. So I think, you know, I think right now doing these voter list maintenance things, removing non-citizens who self-identify is well and good. But I think after the election, really affirmative steps have to be taken to take a deeper dive and to actually place an affirmative obligation on state election officials to identify and remove non-citizens.
And you have told me in the past here, Michael O'Neill, by the way, Landmark Legal Foundation, you have told me that there are databases that state Secretary of State's could end up using then to make sure that non-citizens were not registered to vote, right?
Absolutely. I mean, what you want to have is you need to have a database of names of non-citizens and identifiers, right? So you have something to compare to your voter, of course. And so there are, DHS does have certain databases. Social Security Administration has databases of names of non-citizens. And that information can be shared with election officials, and you can begin to do the due diligence to determine this. And there's a really interesting point, Bill, here that's important here, is that especially in vote-by-mail states like Oregon, if you're on the voter roll and you get and you're not a citizen and you're ineligible and your name is somehow on the voter rolls and you get mailed a ballot, you might not know that if you fill out that ballot and drop it back in the mail, you just committed a felony. You're subject to criminal prosecution. So if you're voting while ineligible, that is a federal felony.
I would imagine, though, that most people, if you were a foreign national and you got a ballot mailed to you by the state of Oregon or your county election folks, you know, your Secretary of State, everything else, you would think that, well, they wouldn't have sent me a ballot unless I were eligible.
Right.
Wouldn't that be a defense, I would think? Not that I'm advocating it.
Absolutely. That would be a defense. But, I mean, would you want to go through that rigmarole? I mean, better to never receive the ballot in the first place because your name is taken off the voter list. So I think that that's why you're actually functioning to protect this. If you're talking about it, once you've committed that, you might have some sort of defense, but then you've already been indicted. You've already gone down that road where you're subject to criminal indictment. You're exposing yourself to criminal culpability. Better to ensure that these folks' names are never on the voter rolls to begin with, so that they're never sent a ballot, so that they never have the potential to commit the crime. So I think it really, and that's kind of lost in the framework in the discussion here, is these people are exposed to committing a felony, a serious crime, simply for probably doing something. Why would I get a ballot if I weren't eligible to vote? Of course, and I'm going to fill it out and do it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, you would figure that the state would know the law and who is eligible and who is not. All right. So that's very interesting. So this is going to be talked about here this week. Another question before you take off here that I was kind of wondering about. I've noticed that there has been a challenge on Dominion voting machines. Now, Dominion, like most voting machine manufacturers, has its software called proprietary. Nobody can take a look at it. Nobody is really allowed to look inside the machines, but you're not supposed to challenge them either. They've been quite litigious on people who have been claiming issues here. What's going on in Georgia? Because Georgia is a big battleground state this year, for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting. Georgia, a lot of the procedures that have been, there's a Georgia election board, and they're trying to put in procedures that I think would be common sense procedures to ensure the integrity of the system. And that means hand counting ballots, making reasonable inquiries, having election officials have the actual power to make a reasonable inquiry before the certification.
Yes.
If there are problems that arise. And there's a court down in Georgia that just is knocking all these opportunities down. And for whatever reason, I'm not going to go so far as to say there's some sort of agenda there, but there is a court down in Georgia that is just knocking all of these, you know, saying, look, we're not going to impose these protections. We're not going to put these in place. We're going to stop it. And as you know, that there is a very large and powerful lobbying group of lawyers out there that will challenge any kind of protection. I mean, these are the sorts of folks that say, you know, it's onerous, it's unduly burdensome to put a stamp on a ballot, or it's unduly burdensome to require somebody to actually have a real signature on record as opposed to some sort of electronic signature. Look, my watchword for all of this, Bill, is transparency. I think that going into the election, it's, you know, we're going to haggle about laws and procedures in place, but I think right now what we need to have, look, the clock's about to strike midnight. We need to have transparency. And,
well, I would agree with you, though. Back to this Georgia issue, though, they were that one of these counties, I guess, that you were writing about, sued state officials alleging that Dominion's machines were not encrypted properly and were not really secured, and it was violating the U.S. Election Assistance Commission's certification requirements. In other words, shouldn't even been allowed. What happened with that? Did it go anywhere, or has that been knocked down also?
I haven't seen an update on it. It might just be pending right now. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to have these things be. Again, you know, you're trying to get these things certified. You're conducting your due diligence in the first place.
Yeah, and you have less than 2 weeks before the election, too. Yeah.
Right. Hey, let's get this right. I know. And again, this is a standing point I like to make, is that, you know, it's always important to audit these sorts of things beforehand. I mean, because right now it everything becomes accelerated. If you're doing this in July or August, you could do the process as opposed to doing it in October when you're facing the threshold of the deadline, the election deadline that's coming right up. So we're going to see. And again, I think it's important. It's imperative. This is why I'm a paper ballot guy, because these sorts of things can't happen. You have tangible evidence of your vote. I would love it. And I think, again, the opportunity for this to go forward in the future is, let's have paper ballots. Let's have people vote in person. Let's have people show identification to the extent we can do it. I know states like Oregon is probably a lost cause, but in other parts of the country, you know, we have to do it. I do think nationally there is going to be a movement after the election to have, at least if assuming one party's in control here, a party that actually cares about the integrity of the election system, there is going to be a movement to reform the National Voter Registration Act to include an obligation to identify and remove non-citizens. I think we all know that that's a real intangible issue that needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
And I do think we are – and again, I think now, just to turn back to my original point, I think transparency is the watchword here. We need to have – in Detroit, for example, the RNC actually settled with Detroit over poll worker watching – so we're able to ensure that there was some balance in who's watching the counting of the ballots.
Well, I know they would have a bunch of people there, and it'd be like, what was it, like 59 Democrats and one Republican? And they thought, well.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, that's the same place that also had the famous picture of an election worker or somebody nailing up the plywood or something to keep people from watching. Not that there's anything hinky about doing that, all right?
Right. And we need to have and this is why I'm transparency. I do think there are a lot more people on the conservative, I always say the voter integrity side, if you want to put it that way, who are poised to know what they're looking for and won't be necessarily caught, you know, unprepared like that might have been in the cause. You know, people really didn't know what was coming in 2020. It was COVID. But I think there's a lot more eyes on the process in 2024. And I think more eyes on the process invariably is going to help minimize the opportunity for malfeasance.
I agree with you. I think that's a lot more people, and they're not just going to take this on faith this time around. I think that's good for both major political parties here that keep everybody honest on this. All right. Mike O'Neill, once again, Michael O'Neill is, of course, at Landmark Legal Foundation, landmarklegal.org. Go check the site out there. All sorts of election integrity news and views and cases that they are definitely involved in. We'll have you back there as always, Michael. Thank you for the update. Okay.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. It's 825 at KMED, 99.3 KBXG.
We're thrilled to announce we're back with our Veterans Metal Roof Giveaway. After the joy of giving away our first roof, we're honoring veterans with a free custom metal roof. One deserving veteran will win this amazing gift absolutely free. Don't delay. Enter now. The contest ends November 5th. Winner will be chosen on Veterans Day. Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., where quality and community come together. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com for entries, details, and rules.
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years, defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am proud to be the only Position 3 candidate endorsed by the Josephine County Republican Party and Oregon Right to Life. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by friends of Ron Smith, 22604.
Well, you know it's Orly Stovin's Spas we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why. You ought to stop and see our friend.
Hey, it's Lamont here from Orly's. Now is the time to stop by to add warmth, savings, and value to your home with a Blaze King, the most efficient, longest-burning wood stove available. With a burn time of up to 40 hours, a Blaze King produces constant, thermostatically controlled heat for any size home. When you choose a Blaze King, you'll be saving big on your heating costs while burning less wood in one of the lowest emission stoves available. Beat the price increases and the weather now. Come into Orly's for a limited time and get a record-breaking 30% tax credit off qualifying wood or pellet stoves and installation. Orly's has the largest selection of qualifying units in Southern Oregon. And don't forget to ask us about our easy financing. Remember, Orly's is Southern Oregon's largest Cal Spas dealer at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway.
Using artificial intelligence to write a resume is attractive for sure. But how can you spot these phony baloney job applications before you make an expensive hiring mistake? I'm Kim Komando for NetSuite. Download the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning for free at netsuite.com/Kim. About 80% of all hiring managers will immediately discard a resume if they even suspect it was written with AI. Using AI implies a lack of creativity, laziness, qualifications, or all three. Look for the overuse of industry buzzwords, useless phrases like dynamic landscape and the word fostering, and consistently starting sentences with the word by, as in by fostering a dynamic landscape. And finally, consistency. When talking, does the person sound like their application? Are they using the same phrases? Can they immediately, without hesitation, back up every claim they made on their application and resume? If the answer is no to any of these questions, move on. Get my newsletter at getkim.com.
What does the future hold for business? Ask 9 experts and you'll get 10 answers. Rates rising or falling? Inflation being up or down? Can someone please invent a crystal ball? Until then, over 40,000 businesses have future-proofed their business with NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud ERP, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one fluid platform. With one unified business management suite, there's one source of truth, giving you the visibility and control you need to make quick decisions. With real-time insights and forecasting, you're peering into the future with actionable data. When you're closing the books in days, not weeks, you're spending less time looking backwards and more time on what's next. If I had needed this product, it's exactly what I would use. And speaking of opportunity, you can now download the CFO's Guide to AI Machine Learning at netsuite.com/Kim. This guide is free to you right now at netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/...
News Talk 106.3 KMED. This is the Bill Myers Show.
I appreciate you being here. Wow. I was just watching this video. I can't play the video for you on the radio. I can play the audio from the video on the radio. Listener sent this to me. It's a post on X about Trump derangement syndrome. And it says, Trump derangement is an actual disease. This lady is in critical condition. Don't let your friends have Trump derangement syndrome. And she looks like a, you know, an older woman who is, in front of a Ring door camera and apparently not happy because they must have Trump signs out in front. I'm not sure where this came from, but it and I think it has been bleeped. Yeah, I did go through this, but
shameful. Are you the one that walks by here and always screaming at people?
No, I haven't walked by recently.
Okay, because a lot of people walk by and scream.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You are voting for the devil. Don't you know that?
No.
Why are you voting for him?
Trump.
Because I believe he is the moral candidate.
Oh, my God. F*** you for that one.
Wow.
That's how your side acts.
Oh, my God. He's the most immoral person around.
In your opinion, that's how
I
people are wound a little tight, wound a little tightly these days. I guess, you know, I say you always have to be kind. But, you know, she was killing the TDS disease suffering person with kindness, killing, you know, God bless you. Have a nice day. Thank you. Maybe that's the way to deal with it. And of course, and then when you're kind, then they're even more hissy fitted in reverse. Well, look at what's been going on here with all the trolling of Kamala, right? With Donald Trump over in McDonald's and, you know, doing all the rest of this stuff. You have the media just going crazy because they know that he was looking good, that it was great retail politics. Great retail politics. He's not even working there. It's not. Yeah, like breaking news. Breaking news from CNN. He's not even working there. Anyway, like you didn't know the difference, right? It's 8:33. All right, let's catch up on some of the rest of the news. And why don't we have a palate cleanser here? Diner 62 Real American Quiz. We're going to have some serious history we're going to be talking about this morning from back in the early 1960s. 770-5633. You can get yourself one of those amazing third-pound burgers, the omelets. I got to tell you, the fajita omelet, I think, is one of the finest culinary inventions ever out of the Diner 62 kitchen. But there are so many things, too. Remember, Clam Chowder Friday on Friday. Get a cup or bowl to go. Wonderful food there. Diner 62 just south of White City, the sponsor of the Real American Quiz. 770-5633-770-KBD. All I ask is that you have not won this in the last 60 days, and we'll play that next.
Saudis drop the petrol, times are changing fast. Russia, China, BRICS, they're shaking off the past. Down in Ashland Town, there's a place to find your trust. J. Austin and Company's where you gotta put your bucks. Dollar ain't as strong, but the silver's gleaming bright. Gotta hedge your bets, make sure you sleep at night. Winding through the hills to that little country store, J. Austin and Company will help you keep some more. Get your gold and silver, stash it while you can. Future's feeling shaky, better take a stand. J. Austin and Company, for your silver and your gold.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. The U.S. Forest Service says someone is placing spikes on roads in the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest. Boards with large screws have been placed on roads and in some cases covered with leaves. Hunters and miners discovered the boards along with wires across roads and trails. If you have any information, contact the Wild Rivers Ranger District. The Oregon Division of Financial Regulation is warning of fraud by people you trust. It's an affinity scam. The scammer becomes part of a group like a religious, military, or ethnic organization and work from within, often getting the group leader involved in the scam even though they don't know it's a fraud. They're usually Ponzi or pyramid schemes. You can protect yourself by investigating and confirming your own financial investments. Former Jackson County Fire Chief 5 Charles Hanley is alleging defamation, breach of employment contract, retaliation, and a host of other claims against his employer. A tort claim outlines potential legal claims and damages from discrimination and retaliation he suffered driver during his employment and since termination from Jackson County Fire District 5. Bill London, KMED.
If you're searching for the best breakfast skillets in the world, a good place to start is Diner 62.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
The new Jackson County Circuit Court judge position needs a new kind of judge. The Oregon Legislature's creation of a new Jackson County judge position opens the door for change. Johan Pietila possesses the temperament, experience, and dedication needed to be that judge for Jackson County. He brings a hands-on approach and the experience to help solve major issues. You can expect transparency, fairness, and respect in Johan's courtroom.
I'm Johan Pietila. In a courtroom, everyone deserves a fair chance to be heard. My commitment to procedural justice means neutrality, respect, and trust will guide every decision in my courtroom. As Circuit Court Judge, I will continue to demonstrate my dedication to the citizens of Jackson County and would be humbled to have your vote.
Vote Johan Pietila, paid for by the committee to elect Johan Pietila for Jackson County Circuit Court Judge. Learn more at pietilaforjudge.org.
Welcome to the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
8:37, Diner 62 Real American Quiz. By the way, most diners, I don't think, do a great job on salads. Diner 62 sure does. Let me tell you, that taco salad, some of the best I've ever had. That and so much more. Diner 62, just south of White City. Let's go to Jack. Hello, Jack. How you doing this morning?
Doing good, Bill. You?
Doing fine. Jack, we're talking about some history. It's actually yesterday in history. In a televised speech of extraordinary gravity, it was a pretty big deal. President John F. Kennedy announced October 22nd, 1962, that was, 62 years ago. 62 years ago yesterday, that U.S. spy planes had discovered Soviet missile bases in Cuba. Now, these missile sites under construction, but they were almost finished, ended up housing medium-range missiles capable of striking a whole bunch of major cities in the United States, including Washington, D.C. So, as you can imagine, Jack, they were not real happy about this, okay? So, Kennedy announced that he was ordering a naval quarantine of Cuba to stop the Soviet ships from transporting any more of these missiles to the island, and explained that the United States wouldn't tolerate the existence of the missile sites that were currently there. And JFK also made it clear that America wouldn't stop short of military action to end what he called a clandestine, reckless, and provocative threat. And this is known as the Cuban Missile Crisis, of course, which actually began on October 14th of 1962, the day after U.S. intelligence personnel, they would identify. They were looking at the U-2 spy plane data, and they ended up finding this, okay? So anyway, Kennedy went on national television to announce his decision October 22nd. So how long was his televised address? How long was it? Did he take 6 minutes to do it? 12 minutes? C, 18? D, 24 minutes? Or E, was it a full 30 minutes? How long was that, Cuban Missile Crisis address? What do you say?
Let's call it 30 minutes.
30 minutes. I think he took the whole 30. Not this time, Jack. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Let me go to Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Well, we know it wasn't 30, so it was less than that. JFK's televised address on the Cuban Missile Crisis. 6 minutes, 12 minutes, 18 minutes, or 24? What say you?
I'm going to say six.
You're going to say six. No, it was longer than that. Longer than six, shorter than 30 minutes. And let me go to Margaret. Margaret is over in Boise, Idaho, visiting some relatives. You'd like to win today, Margaret. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Bill.
All right. 12 minutes, 18 minutes, or 24 minutes. How long was the Cuban Missile Crisis addressed to the nation?
I'm going to go with 18.
You're going to go with 18. Good day for you.
You're a winner! Yeah!
You're winning, and you're in Idaho, for crying out loud, even from a distance. Yeah. October 28th, Khrushchev announced his government's intent to dismantle and remove all offensive Soviet weapons in Cuba. Of course, they were offensive, too, for that matter. And with the airing of the public message on Radio Moscow, the USSR confirmed its willingness to proceed with the solution secretly proposed by the Americans the day before. And really what happened is that both sides ended up giving ground on this for, you know, saving face. You know, it's kind of the way this was. It's pretty pretty smart diplomacy at that point. Nobody really wanted to go to nuclear war at that point in time. So anyway, hang on just a second here. And by the way, what are you thinking about Boise? How's it visiting your folks there right now?
It's great. It's not very crowded. The streets are wide and there's not congestion. And there's a lot of building going on. It's crazy.
All right.
And the little girls wear dresses to school.
Really?
Beautiful.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are these public schools, not parochial schools?
Public school. I saw them in the play yard.
Huh. Imagine that. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, culture matters, doesn't it? Hang on, Margaret. Mm-hmm. We're going to take care of you. Get you set up with Diner 62 when you get back home. You'll eat well, okay? 842 at KMED, 99.3 KBXG. Open phones and more for the rest of the show. 770-5633 for the rest of Wheels Up Wednesday.
One of each K4 VIN 014548 MSRP 24145 Telluride VIN 563162 MSRP 42930582 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title license, 150 registration, processing fee, trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 1031-24.
It's time to trade in and take off in a new Kia at Kia Medford. Trade in your old vehicle for cash, then shop our huge selection of brand new Kias. Take off in the all-new 2025 Kia K4 LXS. Just $169 a month lease. Or a new 2024 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive. Only $239 a month lease. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds. With no effect on your credit score. Then join us in the fight against breast cancer with $100 of every sale going to Access, a charity right here in Medford. Trade in and take off at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Ready to sip your way into fall bliss? Come indulge at Artisan Bakery Cafe. Their spice pumpkin latte with the perfect blend of spices will warm your soul with every sip. Try their maple bourbon latte, a warm, cozy treat with a kick. And don't miss their caramel apple chai latte, warm and delicious caramel apple wrapped in chai spices. Artisan Bakery Cafe's fall drinks are a must try. Swing by today and savor the flavors of fall at Artisan Bakery Cafe in the shopping center next to South Fred Meyer. Indoor-outdoor seating available.
Your smile is the key to your health and confidence. Do you know that it is possible in a single day to replace a mouthful of bad teeth or ill-fitting dentures with a beautiful implant-supported smile? For so many of my patients, this has been a life-changing experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Johnson of Dental Excellence. I met a man in my office who came for a free consultation. He said to me, "Dr. Johnson, I quit going out to eat with my friends. I cover my mouth when I smile. I don't laugh out loud like I used to. I'm tired of all the denture adhesive and not tasting my food." Can you or someone you know relate to this man's story? I'm here to tell you that dental implants can solve your problems and give you a great reason to smile. Start now to regain your health and confidence. Come meet me and my amazing team. The consultation is free.
Call 541-779-6170 or visit MedfordDentalExcellence.com.
Dental Excellence, changing lives one smile at a time.
At Grover Electric and Plumbing, service is everything. To back it up, this comment from one of our Grover customers in Boise.
At Grover, they listen. We had an unusual problem, but they quickly put together a solution. Saved us a lot of running around and money. Boy, did we appreciate that.
This from a Vancouver customer.
After not getting the help and information we needed elsewhere, we heard about Grover. Glad we did. Great knowledge, great service. From now on, Grover gets all our business.
From Klamath Falls, this comment.
We are very regular customers at Grover with good reason. No matter the day, the time, the season, or how busy they are, we get the help we need, are treated respectfully, and served quickly.
If this sounds like the kind of customer service you're looking for, welcome to Grover. For a location near you, visit GroverElectric.com.
You shop Grover, for things are over.
Hi, I'm Matt Stone, owner of Stone Heating and Air, and I'm on 106.3 KMED.
845, some open phone time available, 770-5633. By the way, a lot of people asking me, Bill, you have some voter suggestions, and it's like, yeah, I do. Now, I don't endorse, but I do have some suggestions there. No, no official endorsements if you want to, but It's not that hard. It really isn't that hard this particular time. And I do have those up on KMED.com. And just click Bill Meyer Show, and it takes you right over to my blog post. And you just, boom, click onto that, and off you go. And naturally, the big ones here that I think have not got nearly enough attention are the five state measures. And, of course, 115, impeachment of top state officials, vote no on that. 116, Independent Compensation Committee lets Dems essentially raise their pay without any fingerprints on it, you know, that kind of thing. No, vote no on that. 118, big corporate taxes, raise that and then do the universal basic income, you know, back to a bunch of the people. No, no. Also, number 119 requires the pot businesses to essentially shut up if their workers want to unionize. That's really what it ends up meaning, okay? Just no, no, no. It's anti-free speech, union butt-kissing BS, okay? All right. So we got that. And then there's number 117, ranked choice voting. As I say in the list, absolutely freaking no. No, you know, lots of O's in it. It's complex. It's confusing, as if voting weren't screwed up enough in the state of Oregon. The Democrats want it. No. I'm like grumpy. Just look at my face and imagine it being Grumpy Cat, the late Grumpy Cat. No. Okay, that's just all there is to it. No on all of them. Speaking of the Measure 117 rank choice voting, and it really is, it's rank all right. Rank all right. Well, Emmett Week, Nigel Jaquist reporting on this. I think you might want to know this. A Virginia nonprofit gives the largest Oregon campaign contribution of 2024, and it's to promote rank choice voting in the state of Oregon. Yes, on 117, $2.25 million from the Article 4 at Arlington, Virginia, 501c4 nonprofit. That is the biggest contribution in this year's presidential election in Oregon. So we have a ranked choice voting nonprofit out of state that is really concerned how Oregon votes. Notice how they're not doing it in their own state. They're located in Virginia, right? But, right. So there we find it. Complex, seriously. And by the way, it would take the vote count out of our counties. You'd have to shove everything up into Salem because you'd have to recount them. And then you'd have to recount them. And you have to count them again. And then you have to count the third choice and the fourth choice and the fifth choice. I mean, just unbelievable. The Willamette Week story continues here. This is from Rochelle Long, the Klamath County Clerk, president of the Oregon Association of County Clerks, says voters should be really wary about this. The county clerks don't like this at all. And she says the influx of out-of-state money is very disheartening to watch. We're already dealing with a lack of trust and transparency, so having these 501c4 nonprofit organizations funding millions to the way we vote in Oregon only heightens and adds to this distrust. Long adds, I question why these nonprofit organizations care what form of voting we're using in Oregon. Wouldn't their money be better utilized for other nonpartisan purposes rather than trying to promote this kind of election reform? So there we go. No, no. Look at me. Grumpy Cat. No. Okay. It's 11 before 9. But anyway, my vote picks are up on KMED.com. And if you have any questions of one, because I didn't talk on every single race in Southern Oregon, but if you're looking for my opinion, just email Bill at BillMeyerShow.com, okay? All right. Hi, Holly. What's going on with you this morning? Holly Morton over in Joe County.
Number one, I concur wholeheartedly. It's no on all the measures. They're trash, every one of them. Absolute no. On Saturday, we're going to be having a mini rally at the office at 1 o'clock, and then we'll do a Trump campaign. Train roll at 2 o'clock. All of our Trump shirts and hats are on sale right now, so we want everybody gearing up. We should all be wearing our Trump hats and shirts, and so come on into the office anytime between now and then.
Have you managed to make any MAGA hats with McDonald's themes? I'm just kind of curious.
No, we haven't. But isn't that hilarious? Now they're starting to say, oh, that citizens should boycott McDonald's because Trump was in there.
Yeah.
And these people are deranged. It makes me sick.
I think my favorite one was Mega Donald's. Mega Donald's is what they someone took the logo and doctored it and put it up there. I love it.
Yeah, that's cute.
Mega Donald's.
Mm-hmm. He's a brilliant guy. I mean, that was just a brilliant move on his part. He does one thing after another that just blows your hair back. Brilliant.
Well, think about it. I mean, the Trump team is probably spending, what, $200 million, $250 million or so in campaign spending for the final few weeks here. And he probably got more press for free just by going and handing out some bags in the drive-through window at McDonald's. You got to love that.
Well, and you can see the people were just delighted to see him. The people, you know, everybody is. Anywhere he goes,
sure.
People are delighted. Him, so.
But it was a stunt. Yeah, but Holly, it was a stunt. It was a stunt. He didn't really work there. So says CNN and all the rest of them.
Really, he didn't work. He doesn't work at McDonald's. That's news.
No, that's okay. Neither does Kamala, or neither did Kamala, I should say. Okay.
Well, you know, she's being caught in everything. Her plagiarism. The woman, if her lips are moving, you know, she's probably lying.
Yeah. So. One more time, maybe just circle around before you take off. So your rally in Joe County, Saturday, 1 o'clock in front of by the courthouse, right?
Rally. We're going to get together. We're providing a lot of brochures and things. The office is open. Anybody who has questions, people are dropping off hundreds of ballots to us, and we're taking them across the street. There's tremendous early voting right now. My gosh, we're at, I think, 10% or something already of, you know, it's a shockingly high voting turnout right now.
Yeah, with 2 weeks to go. Yep, get him in now for sure. Thanks, Holly. You be well.
Thanks, Bill.
770-5633. It is 852. Open phones. Whatever you feel like discussing here on the rest of Wheels Up Wednesday. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hey, this is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Bill. Hey, one thing I haven't heard mentioned on that ranked choice voting.
Yes.
Alaska has it, and that Lisa Murkowski, that's how she keeps winning up there.
Yep.
Best I could tell, Alaskans hate her. But after ranked choice voting and all that figured out, he always comes out on top.
So yeah, and you also have to remember here, Tony, and a lot of people don't realize that ranked choice voting, Measure 117, was referred to Oregon voters by the state legislature controlled by the Democrats. But what I find really interesting, did you know that the Democrats in Salem want ranked choice voting for everything else except for the state legislative elections? Don't you find that interesting? Yep.
Yeah,
they don't want multiple people. They don't want multiple choices for their elections. And by the way, I think it's bad, which no matter what election you're wanting to put it through. But I do find it interesting that the Democrats are so confident in the wonderfulness of ranked choice voting that they exempted themselves in their own legislative elections. Fascinating, isn't it?
For my household, we got five ballots and no votes on all of them.
All right. So. Good for you. Glad to hear it, Tony. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Hey, you're welcome now.
770-563-3770-KMED. My email is bill@billmyershow.com. Speaking of which, some emails of the day. Emails of the day are brought to you by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry. If you've never been to Central Point Family Dentistry, it's worth becoming a patient there. I've been a patient there for quite some time, and I have a number of crowns and gaps and things like that, and they do great work. By the way, you can almost always get a while you wait crown now because they have an in-house lab. They put that in a number of months ago. Pretty cool machine, but get your appointment today at centralpointfamilydentistry.com. It's next door to the Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant in Central Point. Randy writes me this morning from Ashland. Bill had occasion to drive to Weed last week. I stopped at the Collier Rest Area between Horn Brook and Wairika. The Klamath River looked like a sewer, brown, ugly, and stinky. I certainly didn't see any fish swimming in that mess. That photo they're putting up everywhere of salmon swimming in pure, clean water was not taken showing the Klamath River after the dams were removed. Authority and their pet media lie about everything. Randy, I appreciate your call and your email, too, for that matter. John writes me about ballots in mail in East Medford. Said, Bill, heard the show yesterday, and the woman who had not received her ballot just checked my USPS email, and my ballot did arrive yesterday. I live on Stone Brook, south of Cedar Links, east of North Medford High. Hope the lady who called that morning gets hers. Sounds like they're getting to us in different times in East Medford. By the way, I work up in the Umpqua Valley now and am home in Medford on the weekends. It's a treat in the mornings to hear your show when I have internet and or time. No station or morning show north of the Rogue Umpqua Divide comes close to that. I miss Medford and waking up to the Bill Myers Show every weekday. John, thank you so much. It's very kind. Very kind words, all right? Carrie writes, Bill, on the CO2 battle, maybe the climate Nazis don't realize that we are carbon-based life forms. Oh, yeah. They may realize that, Carrie. But they want certain carbon life forms, probably you and me, off the planet. All right? Todd writes me, he ended up getting a couple of different ballots here. Bill, I moved in August to Grants Pass. I guess they aren't checking the voter rolls. Yeah, so I guess Jackson County mailed him a ballot, and so did Josephine County mailing him a Jackson County ballot. It's hard to say. Yeah, I think what happens here, Todd, in the final, especially the final month or two prior, that it's difficult to get some of those changes in right away. Patrick writes me, Bill, when people ask what is the main difference between Harris and Trump, it can be difficult to quantify. I'd suggest that the biggest substantive difference between Harris and Trump is the following. Trump asks what people think. Harris tells people what to think. Yes, there are other differences that are major, but this puts the personality into focus. You know, I think that's very thoughtful. You know something, Patrick? I'm going to give you a real American salute. More than just an email of the day, all right? Loving that. Get a little phone action in before we wrap up. Get ready for Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
This is David.
Hey, David. What's on your mind?
Not much. I've called in before. This is David Lockman. We lost our son to fentanyl last year.
I'm
not
yeah.
talking about that, but I also live on Granite Hill. I won the Highway 62 thing a few weeks ago, and you said, oh, Granite Hill, I go by there a lot. So
yeah.
Anyhow, this is just real quick on the voting. About 10 years ago, my wife got three ballots. I got two, and they were all from old addresses around here. We don't even know how they got forwarded. Then during COVID, 2020, 5 days before the election, we still didn't have our ballots. So I went down to the courthouse, and you had to knock on the door at the Register of Voters, and a lady cracked the door.
Yeah, what happened?
And looked at me.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I said, hey, my wife and I didn't get our ballots. She said, what's your name? So I gave it to her. She goes in. She said, it comes back to the door. Do you live at such and such an address? I said, yes. She said, I'll be right back. She came and slid two ballots through the door to me. Absolutely no identification. And then...
Well, I think there's a little bit of trust there. You're giving specific addresses, so that may have had something to do with it. Yeah.
Well, no, she told me. She said, do you live at this address? I didn't give her any address. So anyhow, then yesterday we get in the mail a ballot from a lady that lives on our property that we're buying the property from. She's been a resident of Alaska forever. We got a ballot for her yesterday. My wife texted her and said, hey, we've got your ballot. Do you want me to send it? And the lady goes, I've already voted in Alaska. I've been a state resident there for years.
Oh, boy. See, what you're bringing up here is that why we have to get out there to overcome the potential irregularities that you have so wonderfully demonstrated there. Thanks for the call, all right? Vote now to overcome what he's talking about.
One of each K4 VIN 014548 MSRP 24145 Telluride VIN 563162 MSRP 42935872 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title license, 150 registration, processing fee, trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt, negative equity applied to new loan balance, ends 1031-24.
It's time to trade in and take off in a new Kia at Kia Medford. Trade in your old vehicle for cash, then shop our huge selection of brand new Kias. Take off in the all new 2025 Kia K4 LXS. Just $169 a month lease. Or a new 2024 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive. Only $239 a month lease. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds. With no effect on your credit score. Then join us in the fight against breast cancer with $100 of every sale going to Access.